When director Richard Rush suffered a heart attack while making his new film, it was only the latest in a series of woes that have beset his career. His last movie, The Stuntman, was an enormous critical success in 1980, but it had taken him 10 years to make it. And he hasn't managed to make a movie in the 14 years since until now. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Color of Night.
If I were a congressman, and don't worry, voters, that's not in the cards, I would have spent the last week working to add a small amendment to Clinton's crime bill. Mandatory sentencing for Hitchcock imitators. Take Richard Rush, for instance. He's a terrific director, and Color of Night is a work of real craftsmanship, but none of that matters as you wince your way through his attempt to conjure up the spirit of Hitchcock's masterpiece, Vertigo. Instead of suffering from a dizzy fear of heights, the way James Stewart does in Hitchcock's movie, Bruce Willis suffers from an inability to see the color red. That's because he's a shrink who feels responsible for the death of one of his patients. She leaped out a skyscraper window in the middle of a session with him, and the pool of red blood that formed around her shattered body made Willis instantly colorblind. Still, that's the least of his problems. When he gives up his practice and goes to L.A. to recuperate at the fancy home of a friend and fellow shrink, the friend is brutally murdered. The main suspects are the members of the victim's Monday night therapy group. In other words, one of the patients may have killed his own analyst. And when Willis decides to take over the group in his friend's place, he starts getting mysterious threats himself. On top of all this, he meets a mystery woman, played by Jane March. She's a childlike nymph who insinuates herself into his life, but won't tell him anything about hers. When the two of them aren't making mad love in swimming pools, they're having dinner table conversations, like this one.
There's something about me that I bet you find a little strange, right?
What is that?
Well, I haven't asked what you do.
That's right. You showed remarkable restraint.
Well, it's because I'd rather guess. You know, I actually get upset if someone tries to tell me before I can figure it out for myself, you know?
But what if I'm ashamed of what I do?
Why? Why would you be ashamed of being a shrink?
I told you I was a shrink.
Well, are you?
How did you know?
It's the way you look at me, you know?
How do I look at you?
You have this kindness in your eyes. But I think that you're using it to keep me away. You know, you're trying to play it safe. You're trying to see me as a case instead of as a female.
From just that little bit of evidence, you can tell this is not exactly deathless screenwriting. It's even worse for those of us who guessed the solution to the film's big mystery about an hour before we were supposed to. The plot is a lot less tricky than it hopes to be. Still, if Color of Night is a bad movie, it's nevertheless an oddly entertaining one. Bruce Willis and Jane March both give pallid, uncomfortable performances, but the members of that Monday night encounter group are all splendid actors, among them Brad Dourif, Leslie Ann Warren, and Kevin J. O'Connor. And their ravings are a lot of fun. Better still is Reuben Blades, who plays the standard crotchety detective role with more crotchets than Peter Falk ever dreamed of. And then there's Richard Rush himself. Color of Night has some jerky editing and a laughably terrible score, but the world of shifting perspectives that Rush creates, by shooting through glass and in mirrors, and by making his camera stalk and glide like a prowler, all that is mesmerizing, despite the foolishness of the story. Richard Rush will never be Hitchcock, but that's just fine. I can only hope that some studio gives him a chance to be himself before another 14 years roll by.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.